Hey guys, before we get rolling here, I just want to thank those of you who have left me a review on iTunes. This helps me keep the podcast free, so please keep them coming. Tell your friends. I also want to thank those guys that have been sending in the questions. This is what this podcast is about. It's about getting you the info that you need to help become a better hunter. Now you can actually go to my website, interviewswiththehuntingmasters.com, and click on the Ask the Pro section. And you can send me your questions there, and you can even suggest a guest. And lastly, before we jump into this episode, I want to shed a little light on one of my sponsors, Sneak Tech Sneak Boots. I've been wearing them now for several years, and they've really upped my stalking game. I'm not a very sneaky person, and I find that extra added stealthiness that they give me has really, really improved my stalk. I believe in them so much that I've decided to give away one pair each month to a lucky subscriber. So if you're a subscriber, once a month, I'm going to be announcing a winner to win a pair of Sneak Tech boots. So go ahead and go check them out at sneaktech.com, and that's SneekTech.com. Let's get to the next episode. Hi, welcome to the Interviews with a Hunting Masters, brought to you by theoutdoorinsiders.com, your number one spot for inside information and quality gear, and the Sneak Tech Sneak Boot. So I'm kind of doing a special podcast today because we have one of our listeners who is an avid bow hunter, as you can see probably behind him right there. He's got some pretty good mounts and a lot of bows hanging on the wall. And his name is Philip Morris, and Philip is actually hearing impaired. And we have an interpreter on there, and we're doing this through sign language and video, and it's just kind of a neat gig, you know? It's not something you hear very often. And we're going to talk to Philip about some of the challenges of being a bow hunter and not being able to hear. And then we're also going to hear from him one of his, maybe two of his most memorable hunts. How you doing today, Philip?
Hey there. First of all, thank you for having me. And I'm doing well. Thank you. I know what you see in the background. You know, I didn't grow up hunting. I came from a big, I go way back from a deaf family, a large deaf family. And I remember I had this burning desire to want to hunt and go out and be out in the woods. But my parents, they didn't want that for me. And so I grew up playing football. I played football for a long time. And then ended up injuring my shoulder. So I had to retire from that. And I played golf, but that didn't work also for a while. And I still had that burning desire to hunt. My wife wasn't really comfortable with having a gun in the house. So I remember her cousin, he was in the military. He came home from Afghanistan. And we were at a party, and another cousin joined us. And we were all talking. He asked if, you know, if I hunt for deer. I said, no, I wish. I always wanted to, but never have. And my cousin was like, oh, come on, you know. So he spoke to my wife, and she gave me permission to go. So, you know, I wanted to get all the information for, you know, being deaf and hunting and using a bow. And I didn't have that information. So I started checking out YouTube and learning as much as I could. And then, you know, I started to get resources and working with other deaf hunters and kind of networking. So I started to learn how to video myself as like a solo. And it just kind of started from that point. And I've hunted for many years, and it was pretty, comfortable and, using the bow, and And so that, and then and then that was 2011 when that happened, and when I started to use the bow. And then in the fall, then I would use hunting, and I had a really good season. And from that point, I got hooked.
Awesome.
And after from that point, yeah, thanks. So then also, let's see, you asked me about a memorable hunting experience. I remember going on the property a couple of days before, and the season before the season ended. It was my second year of bow hunting, and I killed a really nice buck, which you can see here on the wall right behind me. I'm pointing to it right now. And that was a thrill. I love whitetail hunting. Yeah, that was a real memorable event.
That's some of my favorite hunting, for sure. I grew up whitetail hunting. I try to do at least one, if not two, whitetail hunts a year. I love all hunting. I mean, all big game hunting, even small game too. But there's always been a little piece of my heart that's at whitetail, as a whitetail hunter, because that's what I knew growing up, and it has it's always been there. Even though I've been a Western game hunter for almost 27 years now, I always go back to my roots, which is whitetail, and I enjoy it. There's something about the chess game that you play with whitetail that's different than any other animal, than any other species. I tell people all the time that hunting out west is like playing football. It's more physical. It's more a athletic game, and playing, or whitetail hunting is more like playing chess or playing, playing golf or something. Well, now golf is pretty physical too. It's just different kind of physical, but, it's a mind game, it's really figuring out details and so on and so forth. So how did you overcome, I use my ears so much for hunting, hearing game coming down a trail or whatever. How are you able to overcome this?
So as I mentioned, I grew up deaf. I don't know what hearing is like. So okay. I depend on smell, on my other senses, smell, feeling, sight. Mm-hmm. That's what I depend on, other than hearing. And so that heightens my other senses, as I don't have that hearing sense. For example, when I go hog hunting, it's usually breezy, and so I can smell them before they come into the area. And I have a friend who was shocked. He was like, "What? You can smell them? That's crazy." And then sure enough, 30 minutes later, they'd show up. So when, just where you can hear, you have other abilities, you can hear things, and I don't. Mm-hmm. So I make the best out of what I can do.
Yeah, no, I get that. Actually, it's funny. I rely on scent a lot. My friends make fun of me all the time. This is big Italian schnoz of mine. But my very first javelina I killed here in Arizona is I actually winded it. I smelled him before I actually saw him, and I was able to track him down that way.
Me too.
When I elk hunt,
yeah. When you sorry to interrupt you. When you smell it, then it just kind of sticks, sticks to you, and then you in your memory. Once you smell it once, it's always it. For the future.
Yep. And like when I elk hunt, I win the herd all the time, and it helps me kind of know that I'm in the right area, or they were just here or whatever. So yeah, no, so that's a big thing. That's cool that that you're able to you be effective in, you know, being handicapped. Basically, you're missing a sense, and it's makes that much tougher on you. So
right. I still capitalize on the other senses that I do have. That's right.
Right.
And let me explain if I could tell you, share a funny story. I have a friend of mine who invited me to go hunting, it was a whitetail hunting, and it was exotics. So I went to either whitetail hunting or exotics, and we were sitting watching the behavior of the animals, and you can really identify them quickly by just observing them. And to keep looking maybe 400 yards away, they kept looking for the white-tailed deer, sorry. And they were I was texting them, and I was telling them, I think something's coming your way, because we were about 400 yards away from each other, and we were texting. And so 30 minutes later, he texted me, and he says, yep, I killed a black buck. And so I helped him look, you know, by my senses, I helped him look for, and I gave him the heads up that someone was coming his way. And I could, you know, he said that he could hear them from his vantage point, but there wasn't a lot of blood, and I kept smelling because the wind was coming in my direction. Mm-hmm. And my friend was saying, no, he's not deaf, my friend, he was hearing. And he was saying, no, over there. And I was like, nope, it's in the other direction. So I let him go. But I walked, and I followed the wind. And right when I went around the bend, I found him. And I called my friend. I yelled, and my friend came out. And I said, yep. And he's like, man, you're like a – he was teasing me. He's like, you're like a bloodhound. You could smell the blood.
That's funny. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it's funny, too. I had shot a buck here in Arizona, and I hit him a little far back. And I kid you not, I got down on my hands and my knees, and I started smelling, because I could smell his guts like a bloodhound. I was literally like a, you know, like a dog on my hands and knees smelling and picking up the blood trail. And I finally got into some spots where he started bleeding, and then I didn't have to do that anymore. But for the first like 80 yards or so that I couldn't see anything, there was little specks of like food contents, like whatever he was eating that had, because I hit him in the guts, hitting the ground, but it stunk, you know, and I could smell it. And yeah, that's pretty crazy. I bet you he felt a little stupid, your friend, for not trusting your nose.
That's right. Yeah. So yeah, that was a cool story. Now I really, outside industries organizing, you know, individuals and hunters and fishing, all kinds of outdoors activities, and you know, it's for hearing people. And I love the outdoors, so I'm trying to bridge the gap for the deaf community between, you know, the outdoor industry and the deaf outdoor industry.
Awesome. Do you?
And that's why I'm doing this, you know, to kind of get the word out.
Do you have an organization or website or anything like that where we can send people to?
Well, yeah, my website is So it's outdoor. So it's outdors. Mm-hmm. So saoutdoors.com. So it's www.saoutdors.com. And I'm on Facebook as well, Instagram, YouTube,
Twitter.
Yeah. I'm on those social media.
Okay, cool.
And a session as well. Silent accession. So two words. Chronicles, Silent Accession Chronicles.
Awesome. I'll put those in the show notes
so people can... The name of the show and the page on Instagram and YouTube as well.
Excellent. I'll put those up on the show notes so people can look into it a little bit more. You know, I want to thank you for coming on the show and, you know, bringing a light to something that people probably don't even know about. You know, I think most people would just assume that because you can't hear, you're not going to go hunting or, you know, I think that's awesome. I mean, I commend you for it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that very much. And thanks a lot for having me.
Absolutely. Have a good one, Philip, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day too. Bye-bye.
Bye.